This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit healthlock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Taking a walk.
If I can continue to enjoy finding out what makes other people tick and find out what they did before they were a star. I find that extremely interesting because it's like you're one big break away from being just a regular Joe. And I just find that so interesting, and everybody has a first job.
I'm Buzz Knight, your host for the Take It A Walk podcast. We talk with musicians, authors, and insiders about music with great storytelling. Now, since I came out of the radio business, from time to time, I love talking with some old radio friends, especially when they are podcasters. Jeff Zito is my guest on this episode of Take It A Walk. I met Jeff when I worked with Beasley Broadcasting. Jeff's based in Florida. And Jeff is also the host of a great podcast I want you to check out. It's called Celebrity Jobber, as he speaks with all sorts of celebrities, musicians and sports figures and comedians about their first job and where fate might have taken them if they didn't become famous. So join me with Jeff Zito on the Taking a Walk podcast.
Well, whose idea was this, Jeff?
Yours.
Oh, okay. Well, you want me to start?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I guess it was my idea to do this, so I'll start, Jeff Zito. Welcome to the Taking a Walk podcast.
You know, I was going to do it on my iPhone and, like, take the dog for a walk, because initially I remember when you first started doing this, that is what you did. And I kind of thought that was really cool. But you've evolved now. You're now taking a seat.
Well, we like to walk when possible.
Sure.
And yet we like to imagine walking virtually. So
right.
You're in Florida and I'm in Massachusetts. And let's imagine we're walking together on some dreamy beach.
I like even having this face-to-face conversation. I think we should do this once a week anyway, you know? This is good.
I'm game. So how did you get into the wacky business of radio?
I was trying to become the next Quentin Tarantino. And I went to, I digress. I first went to Ferris State University in Big Rapids, Michigan. I wanted to be a golf pro. And a golf is in my family. My brother's a golf pro. And actually, he's a general manager at a very prestigious course here in Tampa. But anyway, it's been in my family, and I wanted to be a golf pro, like club pro, not touring pro. I knew I wasn't that good. but I could go to Ferris State University in Big Rapids, Michigan, and get a lot of my business school taken care of. They actually had a PGM major, which stood for Pro Golf Management. So, you know, you could get some of your business work done. After a year of snow and lake effect snow, which I learned about being up there, I quickly said to myself, are you an idiot? You are from Florida. Get the hell back down to Florida. Went back down to Florida, went to a community college where they had a small but pretty cool film school. And in my class was this guy, Rob McKittrick, who ended up making a movie called Waiting with Ryan Reynolds, and actually a big cult classic. I was in his class, and I had a teacher who was just very, I mean, his name was Del Jacobs. He was a professor in TV, radio, pop culture. And I just loved this guy, and he inspired me to go into radio. So I got an internship at a local radio station, and as they say, Buzz, the rest is history. So
is it fair to say, back to the focus of your podcast called Celebrity Jobber, you would have been a golf pro if you weren't in radio? Is that it?
I was. And I was beginning in 1995, four, maybe 94-ish. I get fired from WYNF. You know, I was making a cool $16,500 a year, and I had a pregnant wife at home. So I said, well, what am I going to do? My brother said, well, you can be an assistant here at the Meadows. I run this course in Sarasota. You can be an assistant pro here. So I did. I went there for about a year. I took my player's ability test, your PAT. I passed that. I gave lessons, and I couldn't get the hell out of there, you know, until Fort Myers, WJBX in Fort Myers called me about a year later and said, hey, do you want to do nights? And I said, yes. And I ran out of there as fast as I could. You know, dealing with elderly, rich folks, I learned, Buzz, was not my strength, you know.
I could only imagine.
Well, what about you? How did you find your way into this wacky world?
Well, I always fancied somehow being part of radio, on the radio. I really can imagine that at a very young age, thinking about it, because I grew up outside of New York City in Stamford, Connecticut. So I got to hear the great radio coming out of New York City. So I just had this desire at a very early age to somehow be associated with radio. If it didn't work out, I always imagined that I would have been the third baseman for the St. Louis Cardinals. That was
really
certainty. Yeah, that was going to happen. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know. So did you play baseball in high school?
I played baseball just in the neighborhood. I didn't do anything really that formal. And the fact of the matter was, I think I was a pretty good hitter. I think I was a pretty decent glove man with a decent arm, but I literally ran like I had a piano on my back.
Yeah. Well, that's usually what happens. There's no five tool guys out there, a couple, you know. And when you were in college, where'd you go to college? And did you actually study radio or broadcasting in college?
I went to the University of Dayton in Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, wow.
A flyer. And they had a carrier current radio station that was only heard, you know, in the dorms. And they also were the owners of a 50,000-watt commercial FM station at the university called WVUD. And, you know, when I decided to go to the University of Dayton, once again, that was in my sights to try, even though nothing was a guarantee, to get a job on VUD. That was the cool progressive rock station, and it was home to probably the most famous person was a guy named Dan Patrick.
Well, I've heard of him.
Yeah, yeah. He did sports on the station, and he ultimately, you know, went on to do some rock radio. And now, as they say with him, the rest is history. You know,
very, very cool.
So it was always in the blood, and I can't get it out, even though I'm, let's just say, I'm on the outskirts of the business now.
Yeah, but you still got your hand in so many different things. I remember, you know, you worked with the company that I work for now for a while, and I remember when you were coming into the company, we all knew who you were. And we're, you know, very excited to have a rock guy work with us. And I knew that, you know, for me, that was exciting. But more exciting was you were a fan of podcasting. And, you know, a big reason that our friendship began was I heard from a former coworker of mine who recently was let go. He said, "Hey, I heard from Buzz Knight. He gave me a call." And I go, "That's so funny that you bring up his name, because I wanted to call him too and talk about his podcast, Taking a Walk, because I've got a podcast and I kind of want to pick his brain a little bit." You were in on this thing, you know, pretty early.
Yeah, it was always fascinating as another form of delivering audio. And also being able to, for me, sharpen some skills that I used to utilize when I was on the air, learn new skills, and learn it in the form of this this medium. And the beautiful part about it is, as you know, there's experimentation that is sort of welcomed around podcasting, which is pretty cool. And in addition, I really love the fact that I'm learning new things. I'm relearning skills. I'm reconnecting with people that I hadn't connected with in a while. And I'm connecting with people I probably would never connect with in my entire life. So I'm extremely, you know, grateful for that. How's the experience for you when you think of your work on your great podcast, Celebrity Jobber?
I think that it has like reinvigorated me. The world of radio has changed dramatically, not in the past 20 years, but in the past 5 years. And I still love it, but it's changed and it's different. And you just need to learn how to pivot and do things the new way. Podcasts kind of brings you back to, makes me think a lot about when I had a morning show on WJBX and WRXK in Fort Myers. And it was a talk show. And I had a morning show with a partner by the name of Bob Garrett. And we were on a station initially that was like a flanker station, a station not designed to win. And, you know, if anybody in radio knows, if they're on one of those stations, they are not fun to be on because you don't win. You just block. And I, you know, I'd like to catch a touchdown once in a while. But regardless, I was able to have great success on that show. And we went from a blocking station to a major player beating the other heritage morning shows in town. And it brings me back to that time doing the podcast and having the long form conversations, because that's what I did during that time. And, now, being on the radio and PPM, which is the way that, they measure ratings now, it's quick and it's, you know, you're not having those long form conversations anymore, unless you are on a big morning show. So the podcast has just kind of reinvigorated me, and I just it's so much fun. It brings me a lot of pleasure. Plus, I get to talk to some interesting people, maybe that I'm friends with, that I don't know anything about. Like, you know, we're friends. I don't know what your real name is. Can you tell me? Or did your mom name you Buzz? Because I don't think
Oh, no. I actually have the alter ego in my radio identity, because when I worked in New York for this rock station called WNEW-FM.
I know it well.
I did part-time there on the weekends, 5 days a week when I was on the radio in Connecticut at the station I-95, and I was the program director, and I did mornings. I used the name Buzz Knight, and then when I went to work for NEW as one of the weekend warriors, I used my real name, which is Bob Kosek. So
Kosek.
Yeah.
In your life, who calls you Bob in your real life? Anybody? Does anybody call you Bob? Does your wife call you Bob?
There's a small, former program director Mark Chernoff, he calls me Bob. He's one of the few still, because of my time with him at NEW. I think Ken Daschau as well, who is a DJ still in New York on Q104. Ken calls me Bob as well. But, you know, most of the time it's Buzz or, hey, you.
Yeah, I got that. And Buzz, what was your very first job? Was it in radio, or what was the very first thing you got a paycheck from?
Well, I was a caddy.
Wow.
Back to your golf game. And I remember when my particular assignment one day was to go out and shag flies for Dr. Milton. And I thought the notion of being paid $6 an hour and having golf balls hit at you did not really resonate with me, so I hightailed it out of there.
I don't blame you. You know, you have something in common with former Price is Right announcer Rich Fields, who was his very first job. He was a caddy. And there's someone else, I believe, Fox News analyst Brett Baer. His first job was as a caddy as well. So you're in fine company.
Yeah, well, then after that, this is the one that still to this day produces shrieks of laughter from my wife that I actually did this. I worked at Bloomingdale's department store in Stamford, Connecticut, and I was part of the outside parking garage security detail, but we were plain clothes. We didn't have official outfits. We were plain clothes. So I had an early career of intrigue, keeping perverts out of the parking garage at Bloomingdale's.
Did you ever have to get physical with any of them?
I called the police officer on duty to do that. That was strict assignment. Don't get physical.
That's awesome, man.
We'll be right back with more of the Taking a Walk podcast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, guys. You know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call.
If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
Welcome back to the Taking a Walk podcast.
So who are some of your favorite interviews that you've had on Celebrity Jobber?
Man, you know, some of my favorites have been ones that I just thought were not really a good fit. And I just, you know, in this business, when you're doing a podcast and you're speaking to celebrities, you can't really have your pick of the litter. You can't pick the biggest stars. You've got to pick some people that, you know, might jog your memory a little bit, or, you know, sometimes you can't get the biggest A-listers. So I remember one time getting, the hell is his name? My dad was a big fan of his because the guy's 90 years old. Debbie Boone's uncle, Pat Boone. Pat Boone. Listen to me. I really didn't have a lot for this guy because he's like 88. I really didn't think he could follow along or give me what I was looking for. Boy, what a dummy I was. This guy was fantastic. His mind was sharp. He told me that his father was an architect and a land developer from New Jersey. I said, my father was an architect and a land developer from New Jersey. He sang Tutti Frutti for me. I mean, it couldn't have been any more of a surprise how great that interview was with Pat Boone. I thought it was great and a big surprise. Some of my favorites that have, you know, ended up being my favorites. Paul Rogers from Bad Company. He, you know, had a stroke, couldn't talk, couldn't walk, couldn't brush his teeth. And he's come out with a new album. And him and his wife were just so great. They sent me a card and a thank you letter. And I was blown away by that. Kevin Cronin, his first job was Al Bundy, you know, a ladies' shoe salesman. And told me that whole story about how he got the call from REO Speedwagon to be their lead singer. And that episode actually blew up for me and got me a few million downloads. And that's what started this whole thing with me, because I think that was only episode, you know, first 10 or 12 episodes was with Kevin Cronin. And because of the amount of downloads I got on that, I saw all the rest of them kind of go up, and I was just so motivated to keep it going, because, you know, doing podcasts, you might, you know, fizzle out after, you know, doing a few, not making any money at it. And it just, you know, you're busy doing other things. So that was really, really big for me. But what about Taking a Walk? What was like the biggest surprise? Because you mentioned earlier in our conversation that you spoke to people that you never ever expected or had maybe interest in speaking to. What were some of the big surprises that you had on your podcast, Taking a Walk?
Well, I didn't know what to expect with an artist named Amanda Shires. Amanda's in a band called The High Women. She's married to Jason Isbell, although I think they recently announced some problems again in their marriage. And The High Women includes Brandi Carlile and Maren Morris. It's kind of a female supergroup. So I didn't really know what to expect. I read up and listened to her music and learned about Amanda. And this was in person. We were supposed to walk in her neighborhood outside of Nashville, but there were terrible thunderstorms. So we ended up being sequestered in her wonderful barn. And she was just an absolute delight. I thought she was going to actually cook us a meal. She was just so friendly to us. And it was just one of the great experiences and definitely a real popular episode among people who have listened to Taking a Walk. Another favorite, once again in person, was Jorma Kaukonen from the Jefferson Airplane and Hot Tuna. I walked with him at his Fur Peace Ranch, which is what he has up in the hills in Ohio, and just a delightful guy to be around, 83 years old, sharp, great shape, funny, endearing, very generous in terms of sharing, obviously, his stories. And I kind of expected he would be a great interview, but he certainly exceeded. I mean, the surprise thing is funny that you mentioned that, because there's some people you go in and, you know, even if it's virtual, and you just don't know really what's going to happen, what to expect with it, and then you get nicely surprised. And I think I mentioned this one to you, Glenn Matlock, who is an original member of the Sex Pistols. What a stitch he was. Just funny, witty, you know, just honest. And just a guy you wish you could just be hanging around that bloke in a pub and having a couple of pops with him, you know?
So. What do you think you'd be doing, Buzz, if this whole broadcasting dream never came true? Do you ever think about that? Like where you were headed if you didn't get that gig on that first station?
I wonder if I would have been somehow in a business that was a bit of a tangent from radio, possibly. Maybe something involving writing or journalism, potentially. Maybe something in and around the music business, because I've always had an extreme love for music, still do. But I was banking really seriously on this being a gig. And you had to stay out in Dayton when you were vying for a job at WVUD. You had to stay through the summer to work. That was your commitment. So I was on this place where if I didn't get the job at VUD, I was probably going to leave that university and enroll somewhere closer to home. And who knows what would have happened, but I think I would have been somewhere around music or media. I just feel that way.
I think you probably would too. This would be it would be a waste. It would be a waste if you weren't.
Yeah. So, hey, let's close with this. Where do you want your podcast to be a year from now? If you could sort of dream and you could think about audience growth, and you could think about, you know, just that brand that you have built so wonderfully, where would you like this all to be in a year?
You know, that's a great question, because it's one that I have never thought about too hard. I guess if you were just looking at like a graph, a chart, like in the stock market, I would just hope that it would continually go up. And I guess you can't put a timetable on this. This is definitely podcast is patience. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And so far, I've been on that upward incline. Had a couple of Black Mondays, if you will, but I think overall it's been heading in the right direction. But I guess I just want to keep growing. And as you know, look, you know, I don't have to be Joe Rogan. I don't need that. There's plenty of success for all podcasters that do this. And, you know, Joe Rogan, obviously, I mention him because he's making the big bucks, probably the biggest of all of podcasters. But, you know, I have a feeling that programmatic ad buys are going to increase, you know, in the next 3 years. And if I can continue to enjoy finding out what makes other people tick and find out what they did before they were a star, I find that extremely interesting because, you know, it's like you're one big break away from being just a regular Joe. And I just find that so interesting. And everybody has a first job. You know, William Shatner, his first job was at 6 years old. He was an actor. His first gig came from acting. So he's been an actor his whole life. Ricky Medlock from Lynyrd Skynyrd started performing with his old man, Shorty Medlock, when he was 3 years old on a TV show in Jacksonville. He has been in the music business his whole life. That doesn't happen for most everybody. Somebody, you know, most everybody was a waiter or a caddy or worked at a dinner theater like I did. It's just everybody has that first job, but there are a handful of guys that are in the same business they were in, you know, 50, 60 and 70 years ago. So I just find that incredibly interesting. And as long as I can, keep being, inspired by talking to these people and finding out more, I don't know. I'll keep doing the podcast until they tell me not to, which could be any day now.
I don't think so. They won't be telling you that.
What do you think, Buzz? You think this was pretty good? I feel like there was so many things that I didn't know about you that I know about you now, especially Bob, your name. Isn't that crazy? All these years, I've never, asked you what your real name was. And that's usually a radio guy question from one to another. Is that your real name?
Yeah. It's public knowledge. So as they say, yeah.
This was a lot of fun. I'm glad we did it. You know, maybe we should do it again. And I should be taking a walk because I'll tell you, I'm getting out of shape. I'm starting to be sore all the time and sedentary. So might not be a bad idea of taking a walk. And I just want to thank you too for all your help, because when I first got into this, you know, we had a very light working relationship, only talked to each other a few times. And then you really became a mentor of mine and helped me out so much in the direction and analytics stuff with the podcast. So I just wanted to thank you.
Hey, thank you. It's a lonely road when you're creating a podcast many times, and it's great to have someone who is on their own sojourn with it that we can compare notes on. Thanks for turning me on to guests like Paul Rogers, who was so spectacular, and for supporting what I'm doing here. And let's keep growing it to great leaps and bounds. And yeah, next time I'll bring the Rode wireless microphones and let's take a walk in person.
You got a deal, man.
All right. Enjoy Celebrity Jobber.
And Taking a Walk. Thanks, Buzz.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Taking a Walk podcast. Share this and other episodes with your friends and follow us so you never miss an episode. Taking a Walk is available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.